friends, what are you going to do for Lent? What if God makes that decision for you? What if the circumstances of the earth and of everything happening around you actually decide for you what's going to happen for Lent? Wouldn't that be amazing? Maybe, maybe not. So join me in this video as we explore this topic and we continue seeing where God takes us this Lent. Please join me in a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. St. Maximilian Kolbe.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So this is a channel uniquely Mary, and you are joining me in a slightly different circumstance, which I'll talk about later. And if you're new to this channel, welcome. Thank you for joining. Please check out the other video, subscribe, and any comments and feedback that can help me make this better to serve you and to help you learn about the faith, love the Blessed Mother more, and grow in holiness, as well as love the souls in purgatory, one of my great loves. So I am coming to you from Texas, and we're getting hit with something of like the biggest freeze that's happened maybe in the past 80 to 100 years, or something. Maybe sometimes they say that it's not even on the record books. So we got these Arctic freezes, and it hit our grid, which is its own grid. We're a state that wants to be independent, I guess, and we have our own grid, and it's totally knocked it out. So we've been without power since 6:30 last night, and right now it's about noon, maybe, or 1 or 2, something like that. And so we're really cold, and it's about 18 degrees outside and about 45 degrees in the house. So please, that's my baby daughter in the background. So please pray for us. Pray for the whole state. There's 4.5 million people without power. And today's Tuesday. It's probably going to last until Friday. Please pray for us. So please pray for us. Pray that this weather may get warmer or that the electricity really flow. So when this was happening, there's a few things that I've been learning so far. One is, I think it's no coincidence that Lent begins tomorrow. So today's Tuesday. I guess you could say it's a Shrove Tuesday or Fat Tuesday. And God is beginning our Lent for us, which I think is amazing. And that's how it should be, right? That we give our Lent to God and we allow Him to lead it where He wants to. But we were talking with some friends, and I know that God is doing something. You know, He began last year with the coronavirus, and I know that God is using that to prepare us, to get us to simplify, to get us to pray, to get us to draw away from all the distractions. Although the thing itself has been distracting. And this is another thing. We have no electricity. So in fact, I'm going to try to figure out how I'm going to upload this video. So He's drawing us back to Himself, pulling us into the desert. You know, when you go to the desert for Lent, God takes away the electricity, the food, the comforts, the blankets, and it's just you and Him. And I believe that that's what God is doing, at least for the state of Texas, this Lent. I don't know where you're coming from, but give this Lent to God. Let Him do that. It's painful for us to be here, and part of us are a little bit anxious, wondering what's going to happen. But that's what Lent is about. Throwing yourself out into the wilderness with John the Baptist, with the Blessed Mother, with Jesus, and growing in your relationship with God, and really kind of seeing what you're made of, putting your spirituality to the test. I remember that my uncle talked about how often people from the desert and desert cultures like the Middle East often are so strong, both spiritually and emotionally and physically, because they live in a harsh environment, and the harsh environment strengthens them. That's why, one of the reasons why John the Baptist was so tough, because he had that toughness forming him. And if God is giving us a difficult 2020 and 2021, it's because He wants us to be stronger. And that part of loving others is being strong, not just being weak and kind of being nice and pushed around, but being tough and strong to handle the sacrifices that He wants us to make. So that's one part. God is doing something during this Lent, and we need to pay attention and listen. The second part is, within everything that's happening, my wife and friends and I, we've seen all the little ways that God has provided, all the little ways that God knew this would happen, and He's given us opportunities to still have what we need. So for instance, in my house, we have this gas heater, or this gas fireplace, And if it was wood burning, we wouldn't have enough wood, but with this, we're able to stay warm. And then he gave me this idea, and my wife as well, to put some curtains up. Here, my wife will show you. I don't know if you can see that. So that was totally random idea. I felt like God inspired it, so that's keeping the heat inside of this room. And also, we have an electric stovetop cooker, and so that we would not have that at all, because we have no electricity, except for many years ago, I bought a small camping butane cooker, and my wife's going to go get it, she's not going to get it, never mind. But because of that, we're able to cook things. And also, we went to Chicago not too long ago, and because of that, we have thermal underwear, which I have underneath. So there's all of these, because of that, we have this. And I know that God was preparing us and providing in these small little occurrences for what's happening now. What can you take away from that? That in the same way God is forming you through all the things that you've done, even the mistakes that you've made, and all the things happening now, he's providing for you tools and instruments for trials later, so that they're still difficult, but you can live through them and grow through them and have everything that you need. And in this way, God is both just, because he wants us to be holy, and merciful, because he knows that we're sinners. So we have both of those aspects. My friends, take from this teaching that we need to give our Lent to God. This is a time of preparation for trials ahead of us. I think all of us are pretty much agreed that something is going to happen in the future. We always kind of think this. But whatever that is, it doesn't matter. God is providing for us, making us stronger through Lent and the things that he's allowing to happen in the world. And no matter what happens, he's going to provide for us. Please pray for this channel that it may grow, and all other Catholic YouTubers, that we may flood YouTube with good and holy content. And also pray for us in Texas. Pray always for the souls in purgatory, so that they may pray for you. Pray for my family and I. And we'll be praying for you as well. God bless you, and have a beautiful day.